Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text to be considered this morning is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning with verse 42. And they, the believers in Jerusalem, perhaps including the Marys and Martha, Lazarus, Nicodemus, Joseph, including the 3,000 newly baptized this very day of Pentecost. They all continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. Then faith came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now, all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Here ends the reading of the text. In Christ Jesus, the Lord of the church, the Lord of the harvest, who blesses our planting and watering by giving the increase through the work of his Spirit. Dear fellow redeemed. At times it appears that when we talk about the great commission of our Lord Jesus from Matthew 28, we only consider the first part. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But there is more to it. Jesus goes on, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. Lo, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And the last part is no less significant and critical in carrying out the mission Jesus has given his church to do. So, yes, Jesus desires that throughout the ages, disciples, confessors of him as the Savior of the world of sinners, be made, and recognizing it is through that blessed means of holy baptism. But Jesus' gracious presence among us, his believers, goes on not only through that one means of baptism, but all that Jesus commanded us to do so that he might come to us, be present with us throughout our lives, forgiving our sins on a daily basis. And this is, after all, the mission of Jesus' church, even to this day, to forgive the sins of all people in the name of Jesus. He commands us to hear his word and believe it, to forgive the sins of the penitent, and to distribute his holy body and blood, which he gave and shed for the forgiveness of sins, for us Christians to eat and to drink. And while he uses his church to come to sinners, we have no power in ourselves to make this happen. It all happens through what he has commanded us to do by the power of the Spirit. We read in Acts 2 that this is exactly what the early church understood and consequently did. Not only were there 3,000 baptized on that very day of Pentecost, among those 3,000 were some of the chief priests and elders who only about 50 days before this shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." In the name of that crucified one who was raised from the dead, they became his disciples. But see, it did not stop with being made disciples through holy baptism. We read, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Sound familiar? Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. The apostles taught what they were taught by our Lord, and mainly it had to do with the worship which Jesus established for us so that he might come to us in his word and sacrament, forgiving us our sin, giving us life and salvation. What we see described here is the faithful worship put in place just as Jesus commanded. The breaking of bread is Holy Communion, and the prayers would be the regular order for the word to come to believers. Again, so Jesus might come, being graciously present as promised. Not some omnipresence, which can be scary in a certain way. No, he comes to us in these very means as he promises to be gracious to us, to give us the gifts he secured with his holy precious blood. In addition, we read that daily life continued for these believers and they made the best of it. Even though faced with persecution in Jerusalem for confessing Jesus to be the Christ, they made sure that they helped each other with the basic necessities of body and life by sharing food and money through their many and varied vocations. Now, what if you have forgotten about the second half of the Great Commission, or at least relegated it to something not so very important for the church, and you only concentrated on that first part, making disciples? What if you even have criticized your pastor or another pastor for attending to these other things as if he were opposed to growing the church, neglecting the first part? Measuring his work according to man-made metrics. Well, know that there is forgiveness for this narrow-minded approach. Just as Peter said to those who were cut to the heart after his Pentecost sermon, repent and believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And the Holy Spirit will work upon your hearts so that your worship of your Savior will be rich unto life everlasting. For all of our sins, all of our failures in worship, and even in mission, we are forgiven by the holy precious blood of Christ. And we are dressed in the perfect righteousness of our Lord Jesus. For you see, he always worshiped the Father aright and always fulfilled the mission of his church perfectly according to his Father's will. God grant you the grace to be devoted yourself to the apostles' teachings taught to you by your pastors and to the breaking of bread and the prayers, administered by your pastors. For behold, Jesus is with you always, to the very end of the age, in all of his appointed means, both in his spoken word and in his visible word. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, who in days of old caused your word to grow mightily and to prevail, we praise and magnify your holy name for the manifestation of your presence in this, our day also. And we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon the church through all the appointed means of grace, so that your way may be known upon earth and your saving truth may be spread among all nations. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you. May he who has begun this good work in you perform it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. Amen.